This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Orensky shoots. Score on the rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Tkachuk.
Four Nations Tournament. More action starting at 1 o'clock today, oddly enough. And that's when we'll talk to Paul Hamilton as well. Sweden-Finland starting at 1 o'clock. And then tonight, USA-Canada. By the way, Canada released who they're going to have starting in net, Joe. And I'm actually kind of like ready to laugh at this.
Oh boy. Who is it?
It's Jordan Binnington. So you're telling me the biggest hothead of goaltenders is about to play two of the biggest provokers and irritants that both have the same last name in Tkachuk?
I love it.
Like, that's actually going to get very interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun game.
And I think the biggest thing for me about the Four Nations Tournament and how it is running is, once again, players on the ice do not take it lightly. It's for country.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole different level than your team. Because you're right. It is your country. It's who you are at your roots.
It's a degree of pride that you're not going to see in any all-star game. And it really has been quality hockey that you're seeing once again, because these players, they're trying, they're caring. And I don't want to get too deep into this because I want to ask Paul all these questions and give all these statements to him as well. But it's more or less, with the slow decline and or straight up deaths of all-star games in leagues, the NHL, for them to have figured out what to do with an all-star break is refreshing to me, because the league that has a constant failure for marketing.
Oh, yeah. It's the things that they revoked regarding the Knights, right? Like, all of that stuff. They've missed. Miss after miss after miss after miss. So, I agree with you. 100%.
Yeah, I do believe there's so much to enjoy about seeing the best against the best for pride of country. Man, it is such a disappointment that we've been robbed of that for too many Olympic games at this point. And I do think that this is a nice way to get back to it.
Absolutely.
It's a nice introduction to getting the NHL players back to the Olympics and for hockey to be able to grow again as a sport within even this country, so to say. That said, I would love for the Americans to do what they did for the most part with this roster and keep going with that. Like, yes, Tage Thompson was left off of the USA roster, and that was probably the biggest pass. And I would imagine, though, that if given the opportunity, he would be traveling with a team for an Olympic break because he would be one of the players grabbed as an extra.
Right. I would agree with that.
And that's something with the Four Nations rules, is that if the player is not able to step on the ice, that's when someone else is finally able to step in. For example, Callum McCarr might not play today, but he skated on the ice at practice today, so his backup is still not able to even touch the ice. And that's a big deal. Like, that's, all right, here we go. You're not allowed to jump in here at all, even as an extra skater at practice, until a player has to come off. And that's mostly because they had to pick such strict guidelines with the roster themselves.
Right. This is interesting for me. It's the first Four Nations I've really tuned into. Like, as you and I have talked about, with the Sabres, my entire childhood being not great, and, you know, I got in, and then I'm out, but I'm really never out now because of work, so I have to watch the Sabres. This is really fun to watch meaningful hockey games, if you will, that aren't directly associated with the team, but country. Like, I can root for Team USA. And, like, they're a solidly built team, you know? Like, more than solid. Like, they're fun to watch. It's the best of the best.
Are you ready for the hot take, Joe?
What?
Crest over country. I'm here for Sweden. I'm here for Rasmus Dahlin.
Rasmus? Yeah. I don't think that's a hot take. I think
crest over country.
Me as a casual, right, if you will. Like, that's, I guess, what I'd call myself. Just general hockey fan. More of a casual, but a little more in-depth of a Sabres fan. Team USA, like, that's exciting for me, right? Like, the Olympics. Like, you're right. You don't see this. And this is a new thing for me where, you know, I played hockey for a little bit. I've tried watching the Sabres. It got exciting when they were 1 point out. And then this, I haven't felt real excitement about watching hockey games in the recent history. These are exciting games to watch no matter what your rooting interest is, crest or country, I think, right? They're entertaining at their core no matter what. And that's how, I mean, I hate to bring the Sabres into this. I really do, but it's my one way to relate to it. The Sabres 2 years ago were that, Derek.
Yes.
They might not have won every game. Those games were fun to watch.
Yes.
Not anymore. And that's just, unfortunately, the way everything kind of turned out with
and even
how
then,
the team was managed, this roster.
This season is different in a sense where they also have acquired their first four-game win streak since January of 2023. So even in the disaster that has been this year, they still managed to do something that last year's team straight up did not, which was win more than three games in a row. And if not for the disaster that struck in the month of December, they would be just as much in the mix as everyone else for a playoff spot. That is how damaging the month of December was for them.
This season, you had to actively try to not be in a playoff spot, and they did successfully with a 13-game losing streak.
And
they were in. I remember the tweet the day of the show talking about this. Sabres are in a playoff spot. Unbelievable. And then here we are, you know, like a while back before the collapse.
And now not only just last place in the Eastern Conference, but last place by 6 points in the Eastern Conference. So you still have three games that you got to get out of last place in the East. Once you do that, you're just as threatening as everyone else.
Exactly.
But the problem is, you're still out of it, but you're still out of even last place in your conference by that much. By three whole games. That's the sad reality of it for the Buffalo Sabres.
And I guess that's where this Four Nations tournament has actually kind of provided a little bit of light to my hockey fandom, right?
It allows like for some neutrality.
Exactly. And just watching the game for the game. And like you said, these guys actually care. Like, this is for their country.
Yeah.
It's not the All-Star game. It's not how the NFL does the Pro Bowl now, right?
It's like not. These guys it's not the care. NBA All-Star game. It's not like
exactly. Ready? Exactly.
It's they not play the NHL it. All-Star game.
Yes, they actually play for it. They play good hockey, and these are the best of the best from these countries, and it's really exciting. This is my first time really tuning in, so I will tune in from here on out if it keeps up like this for sure.
Yeah, and by the way, next chance to watch is going to be at 1 o'clock, as it's rivalry day within the Four Nations tournament as Sweden takes on Finland, and there's rarely a nice thing that you could say for these countries between each other. As a matter of fact, there was a clip of Finland players walking by. Hey, do you have anything nice to say about Sweden? More times than not, you got the line back in Finnish, absolutely nothing. There were a few exceptions, one having fun saying they have the best neighbor. So obviously that, you know, Sweden is next to them. But then there's Henry Jokiharju. You talk about loyal to the crest. He said, Rasmus Dahlin.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. So it is going to be a very fun night here, as it is rivalry day. It's neighbor day. It's Sweden, Finland, USA, Canada.
I'm excited for USA, Canada. I will be tuning in because, of course, I'm going to catch whatever is left by the time we wrap up on the air of the Sweden game. But USA, Canada, I will be eyes glued. That'll be a good one.
It will be. And real quick, before we go to break, we'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Bob in Cheektowaga. Bob, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, my friend. First time calling your show, guys. I like listening to it, and thank you for taking the call.
Appreciate the kind words. What you got?
Well, I totally agree with you about the tournament being entertaining and everything else, and it's cool watching, you know, the great starter, especially when you got the two Kachuks with Eichel. My point is, though, how would we feel if we were going for a Stanley Cup? I mean, I believe it's the Golden Knights may have lost one of their players mm-hmm. for a while due to an injury. What if we were going for a Stanley Cup and one of our top players went down for a month or longer and we weren't able to use them? And it may have maybe cost us the chance to get to the Cup. That's number one. And number two, with the cost of tickets nowadays, if I'm a dad taking my one or two boys to the game and they want to see a certain star, and that star isn't in the game because he got injured in this tournament. That's going to sour me a little because those tickets, you know, when a person devotes a portion of their paycheck to going to watch this team, they have an obligation to put their top people on. Now, yes, they can get injured in a game, but that's a different story, okay, compared to a tournament that outside of, you know, outside of people getting the entertainment and the players playing for the countries, it's really meaningless in the quest for a cup.
Bob, I will say that it is a good point that you bring up because it did happen, like you just mentioned, with the Vegas Golden Knights. Shea Theodore out. They're saying week to week. I'm not worried about LTIR shenanigans with them again, but they still could. But for me, it really does have to do with I don't have an answer for that because I have no idea how it feels right now. It's a good point to bring up. Like, there are probably Vegas fans very salty about the fact that they lost a top-pairing defenseman in Shea Theodore. They lost a key contributor to their teams through their induction, actually. Shea Theodore has been a linchpin on the blue line for them. And now he's out because he's playing in this tournament, and it's for what, ultimately?
Right. For country recognition, that's it.
For country, and it's but also there's nothing like this isn't Olympic gold that they're looking at either. That's the other
right.
thing.
I do get it. I think Bob made some good
Bob
points there.
Also brings up something as to why the NHL backed out of the Olympics for years. Because John Tavares, when he was playing for the New York Islanders, gets injured for Team Canada in the Olympics. And the Islanders end up lost at sea for a bit without him. And it's something that owners have thought about, and apparently they're willing to bury that fear into the pit of their stomachs.
Yeah, for this.
But it has been a very long time since we've seen this, and it is because of something that Bob brings up. So I appreciate the call there, Bob. It's a fair and nuanced take. And it's something that they've thought about for the longest time to where they're only just now reintroducing best-on-best action for international play. It's something that they have dealt with now for years. And I think it's because of the fact that we have not seen it for the longest time. That's where I don't have a good answer. It's because we're just getting it back. And some fans, they're seeing it for the first time.
Right.
And that's an interesting point. We'll keep going on with this with Paul Hamilton at the top of the hour here at 1 o'clock as he'll join us here. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, this is Sports Talk Saturday. We'll be back in a flash here on WGR.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.